Young Female Farmers is a small farm in Bishop, Georgia, owned by Margot Candelario, a third-generation Black female farmer. Candelario started the farm as a way to teach her three young girls how to be self-sufficient after the passing of their father. Now, she focuses on helping people learn how to farm sustainably and live off the land for a healthier lifestyle.
We started in 2006, but I've been doing it since I was 4 years old, but didn't think about turning it into a business. Really. And that was because of the tragedy of losing my husband and the circumstances and wanting to create something for my children. If you know how to grow your own food and teach others to do the same, this is not something that you gatekeep, you know, share the information, because the more that knows it, the more independent you become. Then your community is independent. Your neighborhood is independent. Your neighbors are independent, you know, and that's important. We're out here, we're not here alone.
Candelario understands that sometimes space is limited, but she encourages people to work with what they have.
I'm always saying you don't have to have 40 acres and a mule, and most people, especially people of color who have not received land, has not been passed down, and wouldn't know what to do with an acre. So let's squash the 40 acres. Let's break it down. We have 3.5 acres, and on these 3.5 acres, I have 5,000 square feet that's fenced in. It's a lot of growing space. If you don't have an acre, but you have a porch and you have a back deck, you can grow food in a 5-gallon bucket. You don't have to have all of this land. And for the most part, if I wanted to dig up that front yard and put a garden, I could.
Sharing her experience and knowledge is what inspires Candelario to keep the farm going.
I think the educational component for me is what's the most important, because I already know how to plant the food, but I remember what it was like not to know how to plant. So, you know, I teach people how to do that too. I want people to be self-sustainable if they choose to be. And you can't do that without information. So you need people who are willing to educate and share their experiences with individuals who are interested in growing food, not interested in making money.